ain't got nothing to fight with. Just like they try to fight at them now. They talking about it's two of my nephews is shot, laying over there in the hospital. And well, they done wrong. They went to the over there to the country club. Their dad is quartermaster there. And their uncle is quartermaster up to the National Golf Course, Bobby Jones Golf Course. All right. They know they ain't allowed there. It says private property. They went in there and they run them away, told them don't come back. But they went back in there trying to fish. The older man told them to halt and identify themselves. But if they had stopped and told them they was Henry Chillen, they wouldn't have shot them, but they would have run them on and they would have told the daddy, you know, to correct them. But they shot them, and one of them in serious condition.
But they, those were nephews of yours?
Sure, but I ain't said a word, because they mama is my great-nephew. Their mama is my niece. She don't school them. She got five boys. She don't send them to school, Sunday school. She don't teach them Bible. She don't know nothing about the Bible. She don't know nothing about God. And she don't teach them nothing. And she's never waked. She's in her 40s. She don't never done nothing for none of the children. She just sat down there, and Henry, the man she married, he's the one waking over there at the club. Well, he keeps her in the house, but if he put out any day, she wouldn't have a dime to go nowhere to stay. And she just ain't got no sense, and I won't ball with him. But she, I told her she's gonna have trouble either, and she's born in my house. I helped raise her, and done helped her with all them children. And then she tells them I ain't their aunt. She don't. She won't talk to me or nothing. She just, and I sent her $20 at the time. She had one over there before got broke up. Some bricks got knocked in on it. Well, she don't have no hospital insurance. She don't have nothing. So I told her, I said, something. I've been in hospital 6 times. She ain't been to see me. She ain't sent me an apple or orange. And I've sent her $10, $20 at the time by her oldest daughter. It ain't none of that man child what she got now. And I had finished raising her. Her mama had this child. But when she died, that little child looked at me and she said, Auntie, I'll have to come out of school now. My grandmama gone and I ain't got nobody to finish sending me to school. I said, yes, you will. I'll send you. Of course, I was waking then. And I go down there to the community loans and this famous credit store, I borrowed $200 and $300 at the time and buy that child's shoes and clothes and taught her and sent her to on out there to touch school till she finished. And she said, well, if you live till I get grown and I get a job, I'll try to help you. And she do now. She's 24 years old, but you wouldn't, she don't know what a cigarette tastes like. She don't know what tobacco tastes like, snuff. Whiskey or nothing. And she married, when she come out of school, she married a man, she was 18 years old, he was 50, and I told it wouldn't work. But that was her first love. She run off and married him. He stayed with her a year, and then he was so jealous of her, he started fighting and beating on her. And she left him and went right back to her mama, and she been there ever since. She ain't took up with no other man. You don't see her with nobody. She joined the church, sings in the choir, and she tells me, she says, Auntie, I ain't got nobody to go nowhere with. She said, most of the girl drinks and smokes and use them old dopes. I said, well, you ought to be glad you ain't one of them. I said, all that you don't start, you don't have to stop it. And she wouldn't hurt your feeling for nothing. She works, been working at the veteran hospital. She loved to work. Like I trained her. When she was going to school, I told her I'd give her lunch money for school. Then I'd give her extra money when she go out